From Tidbits on February 20th, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Default Folder 10, 4.4.9. St. Clair Software has released Default Folder 10, 4.4.9, whose marquee change is the capability to add favorite folders via a contextual menu in the Finder. This new release of the popular Open and Save Dialog Enhancement utility now also supports automated workflows in macOS 10.7 Lion and will support the next version of Automatic Dux Pro Import AE plugin for After Effects. The update is rounded out by a number of fixes, including a bug that caused applications, notably Sandvox, to crash when they opened URLs and a problem with Default Folder 10 for getting favorite folders on some network drives. VLC 2.0 VideoLAN has released VLC 2.0, nicknamed Twoflower, a major release for the free open-source multimedia framework and player that offers wide support for various video formats. At the user interface level, the new release moves to a completely overhauled single-window design. Under the hood, the update provides faster decoding on multi-core processors, improved decoding for MKV and MOV formats, additional codec compatibility, including ProRes and AVC Intra, and improved subtitle rendering to better fit the displayed window. It also offers support for Blu-ray playback, although this is noted as experimental. View a lengthy list of features and format compatibility on VideoLAN's website. Buckle 1.0.4. Stairway Software has released Buckle 1.0.4, the EPUB reader for the Mac that was developed in collaboration between Tidbits' Adam Engst and Peter Lewis of Stairway Software. This update fixes a small glitch with the initial selection of some books, expands the range of the font size selection to 160 point for those who want really large font sizes, and adds support for invalid EPUBs with unencoded spaces in their TOC references. The new release also defaults to UTF-8 to fix some character display issues and adds tips to the toolbars for better voiceover support. Airfoil 4.6.5. Rogue Amoeba has released Airfoil 4.6.5, which updates the popular network audio streaming app for the Mac with both new and restored features. As with other recent Rogue Amoeba updates, it includes the latest version of the Instant On component, 5.0, which can now capture audio from sandboxed applications purchased from the Mac App Store. Plus, Airfoil speakers can now remotely control playback from several new sources, including Pandora's Box, Musicality, Muse, and Muse Controller's Pandora Player. The update brings back compatibility with capturing video from Netflix in full screen mode and also restores compatibility with Apple Remote and Keyspan remotes in macOS 10.7 Lion. Other updates include the capability to configure pulled audio from input devices in audio MIDI setup and the use of the Apple lossless encoder-decoder for improved audio compression. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Noteboom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst. Thanks for listening.